The information the flood victims needed went on. The list of evacuation centers.
In the West End, Plymouth High School, Main Street, Plymouth. Courtdale Methodist Church, Courtdale Street. The Courtdale Borough Building. The Columbia Hose House, Union Street in Kingston. The Kingston Presbyterian Church. 40 Fort Methodist Church, 1026 Wyoming Avenue, 40 Fort. 40 Fort Dana Street School. The Independent House in Kingston. The Pringle Vocational Technical School, Evans Street. The Holy Trinity School, 112 Hughes Street in Swoyersville. St. Mary's Church, 283 Shoemaker Street, also in Swoyersville. West Pittston High School. The West Wyoming Civil Defense Center, Shoemaker Street. The Larksville Elementary School on Washington Avenue. Wyoming Junior High School, 10th Avenue. The West Wyoming School on 6th Street. College Misericordia in Dallas. And the Gate of Heaven School on Marshall Avenue in Dallas.
Utter devastation for miles and miles. George Gilbert describes what he saw from an airplane.
Flying over South Wilkesbury, looking at Myers High School and their football stadium, the whole football stadium is completely engulfed with water. Also, the Myers Park area. You can't even see the swimming pool. The swimming pool is nothing but the Susquehanna River. Many of the sections of South Wilkesbury, their backyards, the only thing that's sticking out are swimming pools. And if the river keeps on going up and going up, pretty soon the swimming pools will be filled with the brown, muddy Susquehanna River. Myers High School football stadium. It'll be a long time before this drains out.
Myers High School. Now flying over. There's water from the river here.
1955 relieved again. Unbelievable. South Wilkesbury completely inundated with water. You can't even see a road, a side road, an alley, a back street, or a backyard. The water is cresting at the first floor of many and many of the homes in the South Wilkesbury section. As we move towards the river closer, we see many of the homes that it is up to the second floor level. Many of the ranch homes, the only thing showing are the roofs. But Myers High School and the Myers Park area, there is no park. There is no swimming pool. There is no football stadium. All it is muddy Susquehanna.
Later the following day, the monstrous Susquehanna finally started its grim retreat, leaving behind sites of incredible devastation. Bill Kelly and Kitch Loftus describe what they saw from another boat.
Coming into some beautiful buildings, at least once were beautiful buildings, the Niffen Funeral Home looks like a very well-kept property. It is now the water up to about 3 feet below the sign which runs over the door here at Niffen Funeral Home. It was up above, probably at least to the sign at some time. Looking down, we're still on South Washington Street, is it?
No, I think we're still on South May. You get the weird feeling that you're the only people left on Earth because there's absolutely no one but us on this whole thoroughfare. And you get the feeling that we're all by ourselves. There's nobody left.
Hanover National Bank here in the Penn Plaza. The stores that we see, the bank, Ray and Derek Drugs.
All you can see are the signs of what used to be, and then it's just surrounded by debris. All the stuff, all the merchandise in the stores are just outside surrounding the whole plaza, the whole shopping district here.
One of the human ironies that I've experienced, Kitch, is those of us who love the water, who love to swim and love to have recreation in water, are somehow left overwhelmed by the destruction this has caused, and the recreational areas of what was the Susquehanna River, now having destroyed almost all of the city.
I still love the water, but I have a healthy respect for it. I've never before seen what horrible things it can do when it gets its temper up.
We're about a block from Public Square in downtown Wilkesbury, and Al has just told us that it is not safe to go down there with a boat because the water is going down so rapidly that we're beginning to see the top of parking meters here. There was no evidence of parking meters before. Oh, my goodness, I just had a scare. Look over there, kids. See the mannequin, the bottom of a mannequin, the legs in the water?
Oh.
That was rather scary for a moment.
That's awful.
At the rate you've been noticing the water going down, Leo, with the top of the parking meters now evident, how long do you suppose it'll be before this street here will be down to street level?
I'd say about a day, day and a half.
The river finally returned to its natural bed, revealing more and more of the terrible devastation. And thousands stayed with warm radio to find out where their friends and relatives were.
Now, these people are staying at the Rice Township Fire Hall near Crestwood. They are Jack Smith of 70 East Market Street, Wilkes-Barre. Bill Williams, 70 East Market Street, Wilkes-Barre. James Corcoran, also the same address. Edward Clacker, 35 Huber in Wilkes-Barre. Alice Heim of 62 West South Street. Also Beatrice Miller, the same address. Mr. and Mrs. Frank Chalker of 37 East Market Street. John Cater and Bill Chalker, also the same address. From 46 Lee Park Avenue, Debbie Brennan, Martin, David, Dale. Also John Homnick of 46 Lee Park Avenue. Gene Brennan of 46 Lee Park Avenue. Paul Groan of 79 Beach Street. Frida Groan of 53 Walter Street. And also of 79 Beach Street, Linda Groan and Leo Groan.
Streets, business buildings, houses, apartments, all covered with mud. Only jeeps and heavy trucks could travel the slimy streets, and Dick Bolin saw what the monster of nature had done to his native Wyoming Valley.
We're now in the vicinity of the Kingston Post Office, where there's desks, cabinets, up in trees, piles of plywood. Here's a boat trailer tied to a telephone pole. Garbage everywhere. 2x4s up in trees. Still some water in the various low-lying areas. Every business along the way is completely wiped out. Going past Kingston Dodge, their windows are all knocked out. Cars inside are dirty and slimy, full of mud. American Auto Stores is just a massive jungle. The twisted steel and materials, lawnmowers piled on top of each other. Total destruction. You can see now some construction workers from Sardoni Construction working on the UGI building. We're now at Kingston Corners, which is at the present time dry, but watermarks are quite evident that it was at least 10 to 12 feet high at this point.
The Susquehanna left a calling card that boggled the mind. Total destruction that reminded many of cities in war-torn Europe. Houses and garages swept off their foundations. Battered cars and small trucks stacked up in parking lots that looked like junkyards. Broken windows too numerous to mention, and practically everywhere was that incredibly high watermark. Emotions of terrible depression mixed with anger as thousands stared at years of hard work ruined in such a short time. And gripping their minds and bodies as if in a vice was the grim reality of cleanup. Where do you start and how do you go about it? Before the residents and businessmen were even allowed back into their houses, apartments, and stores, the streets and sidewalks had to be cleared of tons and tons of mud and rubble. Cleanup crews started at North Street in Wilkes-Barre and worked their way south. Hundreds of water pumps went to work on the flooded basements and muddy pools, and the valley fire departments brought in help from miles away. The ugly ooze was laced with broken glass, and just getting into the area was a major problem. It wasn't too long before the businessmen struggled back to the stores they were forced to leave. And Ray McGuire reported from downtown Wilkes-Barre.
Basement merchandise manager, so your department suffered the worst.
Well, we still haven't seen it yet. It's filled up yet. They're pumping it now.
How much water is in there? Is it right to the ceiling, or right did they take enough out yet?
No, right to the... it's about a foot from the ceiling now. On the main floor, I guess it was about 4 feet.
How much would you estimate you lost in damage?
Well, in the basement on Friday, we took, I would say, 40% of the basement out, the front end, the soft goods. And in the hard goods and appliances, we took 90% out, the safe on the second, third, and fourth floor.
Have you been in touch with the owners of the Boston store?
Mr. Frank Burnside, the president's been here constantly since, I would say, 4 o'clock Friday morning.
Did he give you any indication as to how long it'll be before you open up again for business?
From conversations that I've heard around the store, I would think a month anyhow.
The hundreds of wrecked business buildings were outnumbered by the thousands of devastated homes. And as I worked my way through the stricken valley, the next neighborhood looked worse than the last, with exhaustion and heartache weighing heavily on the victims covered with dust and dirt. In Kingston, John Sewell and Gladys Schlomer.
The reaction was one of despair and hopelessness, complete resignation. You've lost everything, so let it go. A terrible experience, a terrible feeling.
You know, that attitude changes. Every day when you come back, you find, well, maybe there is a chance, and it's a matter of having a lot of patience and coming back a little bit every day, and you get a little more hope each day.
Do you find this being the general attitude in your neighborhood here, that people have overcome this total feeling of despair and they are going to try and start all over again?
Yes, I will.
I would say so in the younger age group. Now, of course, for the elderly people, this is a different story, but those who still have the initiative and the ability to work at it, I'm sure that it will come back.
In South Wilkes-Barre, Larry Greensbaum.
When I first opened the door, this was the worst moment of all. You see everything topsy-turvy where it had floated up to the ceiling and then down again. And it is a real horror. However, as you begin to dig out and take each problem piece by piece, your point of view begins to change, and you begin to feel some element of hope about the thing. In front of the house here, there was a tremendous pile of dirt and cinders which had washed down from the sandbagging on the dike, which had to be carted away. Tremendous bulldozers came. The facilities that the city acquired to do the job did a magnificent job on it, because there was a tremendous amount. Until you see it, you have no idea what it was like. It's almost inconceivable.
And as the valley slowly begins to come back to life, its people must have assurance that June 1972 will not be repeated. Whether the final answer is a higher dike, a complete restudy of the Susquehanna River Basin, or a series of dams upriver, or possibly a combination of these, remains to be seen. Fate is a vicious trickster, and we must be ready for another watery onslaught. How long it will take the valley to fully recover from the effects of this watery hell, no one really knows. But one thing is sure. If the energy and courage that went into the rescue and emergency operations can be carried over into the weeks, months, and even years to come, the Wyoming Valley will recover. This has been a presentation of WARM News. For the entire staff and management, I'm Jerry Heller.